Giants and Phillies Saturday from San Francisco. They're going to need a bigger boat for all the offense in this one. Starting in the first inning, as Denard Span came to the plate against Jared Eichhoff of the Phillies.
First pitch is hit in the air to right. Pretty deep. Perkins going back to the track. At the wall, looking up, and it's off the fence. Karam's away, and now Perkins kicks it. And Span on his way around third. He's going to come home and score. 1-0 Giants. Left field, going back, Parker at the track, at the wall, and gone. 3-run home run for Rhys Hoskins. He's given the Phillies a 4-3 lead. The pitch swung on, line to center. That's a base hit. Rupp a bit of a late start, but he'll come around third and score without a throw. And Cameron Perkins has put the Phillies back on top. And this ball is gone! A pinch hit, grand slam for Ty Kelly. And the Phillies do break it open. Kelly clears the 25-foot-high wall. It's a slam. The Giants have scored 5 runs in the ninth. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and the ball game is finally over.
The Phillies were able to snap their 6-game losing streak, hanging on in San Francisco to win 12-9. And after the win, here's Phillies manager Pete McAnany.
He didn't sort of. He lost it. He never saw it in the twilight. And, it's one of those balls that's tough at that time of night. And he just couldn't find it. He got back there, and I thought maybe he would find it on the way down, but he didn't. And that started that whole that mess, that seventh inning or sixth inning. And then, of course, our relievers had a tough time. And, that big number, that pretty much did us in as hard as we were battling back there in the last inning. But, you give up a 3-run homer and a grand slam. That's tough to overcome.
Early on, what kind of lift did Denard give you with the home run and the single in the second inning?
Had 3 RBIs right away. Great start for us. Exciting start, inside to Parker. Then you get the big hit there for 2 more ribbies. And Block was throwing, he was throwing fine. I'm sure the pitch he liked to have back is the 2-0 fastball right there. And their guy took advantage of it. And, of course, he got a bad break there in the sixth. But, we just unraveled a couple pitches there in that sixth inning, killed us. That's been an issue with us a little bit, I think, this year is, just coming in and stopping things. And, that hasn't been our strength. I thought it wasn't that bad a pitch, the base hit that, put them ahead. But, our 2 guys that came in, Osage and Guerin, they were off tonight.
Could you expand on that late rally there in the ninth inning? It seems like the team had a lot of life there despite the huge disadvantage.
They did, that's all. You love that, when the guys are battling. It was fun to watch the energy in the dugout and the fans. They were getting into it. It was just big hit after big hit. Just too big of an uphill climb there. But a lot of good things happened in that inning. And you love the fight, and you hate to score 9 runs and not win the ball game. But at the same time, when you got the tying run on deck after, getting down, 12-4, that's pretty good.
Suarez pitched pretty nicely. It was giving you guys, I think, struck out 7 over 3 innings. What were your thoughts on him kind of saving the pen tonight?
Suarez? He threw well, didn't he? And that's his role, being a long guy, saved a pin, and he did a great job. Made 1 mistake, but I thought he was really sharp tonight. Pitched very efficiently. He just came off an outing there in Miami where he logged a lot of pitches there in three innings, but tonight it was a different guy, and he had good stuff and held him there. And you don't think you got a chance to come back, but you see what happened there in the ninth. So you credit Albert for the job he did and allowed us to rest some guys in the bullpen.
Is Pence okay? Did he do anything to his leg on that?
Pence is fine. They're all fine. I pulled them all. Moncrief ended up getting a big hit to get us going there. Caliste, all the guys that went in, I was glad to see them, get a base hit to help things out. And it's good for them, too, to get a little bit of playing time and rest some guys. We have a day game tomorrow. Pence will be off tomorrow, though. But it's not because of an injury or anything. It's a playing day off.
Posey getting him out early, allowing him to catch
Bum tomorrow? I'll check with Buster, yeah, but that's the hope, but I haven't talked to him yet.
Sunday, Ben Lively starts for the Phillies against Madison Bumgarner of the Giants.
Win's a win, and we'll take him. I'm happy we came out on the winning side. First of all, I think there were some big defensive plays that had a lot to do with this game. The play that Alfaro made, the 306 to double play, catch that Hoskins made, and Freddie made two outstanding plays coming in on the ball, especially that one with the bases loaded, bang, bang, that could have changed the whole game around. Hoskins, a big home run. Obviously, Ty Kelly with the slam, that really opened the gates, and Rupp added on, and thankfully he did. I didn't think we'd need it, but I was happy we had it. Eichhoff didn't have good command, 90 pitches in the fifth inning, just didn't have good command tonight. Miller did a real good job. Morgan did a nice job getting out of that inning, and so did Terry. And of course, Neris got the save. So, win's a win. I'm happy. I don't look happy, maybe, but I'm happy. I really am happy.
With Eichhoff's velocity a tick down, seemingly, do you think he lacks a little bit of trust in his stuff? Is that why he's running, getting 3-2 on a lot of guys?
Jim, you might have a point there. I don't know what it is. We talk about it during the game and wonder why. And there's a couple of guys that their velocity was down. And I don't know if it's cooler air or whatever, but it seems like the velocities were down all around tonight from our guys. We're going to have to look into that and see if we can increase that velocity. I'm just going to tell him to throw harder.
But it almost looks like he doesn't trust it. That's why he's running out of runs.
Well, I think, sometimes you get counts. Sometimes you get to the point where you start aiming. He might be aiming the ball a little bit, he walked those guys, and it looked like he was yanking his fastball and maybe trying to guide it to the outer part of the plate instead of just letting it go,
First pitch of the game for the Giants, the inside the park home run, that was probably one of those unbelievable things you've ever seen.
I forgot about that. did Perkins kick that ball?
He kicked it.
How could they not give him an error?
Because I guess they said question. It was a...
Well, the scorer said it was an unusual carom, and that caused him to kick it.
Oh, because terrible. It was spinning. I've seen a few inside the park home runs in my day, but to lead off a game, I've never seen it. It was kind of an odd play.
And Kelly, the guy barely ever plays, and he's got 14 hits and 14 RBIs.
Yeah, he's my secret weapon. I don't know. one thing he does, he doesn't overswing. He doesn't try to do too much. And he's got some quickness to in his bat. If you make a mistake like they did tonight, he doesn't try to overpower. He just tries to drop the head on it, and that's what he did tonight.
Do you see a different approach from your team offensively, too? You were mentioning how the offense had kind of not been there, but tonight you guys...
Well, I don't know if they had a different approach. I'm sure happy about the run production and the hits that we saw, but they're working on their individual game, and they're trying to make adjustments in their swings, and hopefully this is a start of the last go-around this season.
How impressive is the power display you guys showed tonight, especially Hoskins, who's looks like a big bet in the future?
Well, when you get a guy that you add to the team that he's got four home runs already, and Alfaro hit that laser in San Diego, it gets guys thinking, but the only thing that we have to be careful of is not swinging for home runs, and that's been, an issue all along where guys want to, you know, get the launch angle correct and try to get the ball in the air, and I think it's important, but they don't do it the right way.
In a back-and-forth game early, Rhys Hoskins stepped to the plate in the top of the third inning, hitting his fourth home run since his call-up. It was a three-run shot that gave the Phillies a 4-3 lead at the time. Here's Hoskins on his hit and his recent surge.
Well, it's pretty cool to be, you know, mentioned in that sentence. So.
What do we get the last?
Somebody had 19-15.
Yeah. I mean, either way, I'll take it.
Was that a teammate of LA's?
Must have been. Huh? You gotta ask him.
You said the other day that you still weren't like real happy with your timing, and you feeling better with that? I mean, the results obviously show that.
Yeah, a little
going
bit.
Well, but
a little bit. I'm definitely seeing pitches that are just off the plate a little bit better. Deciding to swing in certain counts. At balls that are in the middle of the plate, so that's a good start. It's something that I think I'm always going to work on, especially with the leg kick. Guys have different motions, and it's tough to figure out, when to start that, and when I'm feeling on time with that.
It's kind of good. Go ahead.
Crazy ninth inning, like.
Hey, the last three are always feels like they're always the hardest to get. Obviously it's not the way that we wanted to go, but. We got them, and we're still winning.
More people here this week in San Francisco than San Diego. How many think you have?
Yeah.
You could hear them.
Definitely. Probably today was, including some friends and people that I went to school with, probably 35, 40.
Right.
They're all spread out throughout the ballpark, so
kind of
hear all over the place.
Good coincidental first road trip for you. I mean, you get to see everybody.
Yeah, fate's pretty powerful. The weird timing of that is... by something I'll never really be able to grasp.
Right.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely.
The Phillies scored seven times in the sixth inning, including Ty Kelly's first career grand slam. It came pinch hitting as it gave the Phillies an 11-4 lead. Here's Kelly on the big moment.
Yeah, I mean, I would take anything positive, but that was pretty amazing.
You have a way of getting that bat head out there. In Washington, you had a couple big hits, and then Seattle. You're trying to get that snap through the ball. Is that just?
I mean, I think that's.
Swing,
yeah, that's. I don't know if people say it as much anymore, but down and in is like the where the lefties like it. I know swings are changing and the game's changing, but I still feel it. I mean, that's how I, that's how I grew up hitting.
Are you aware of kind of the statistic? 14 hits, 14 RBIs.
What's that?
For you.
Oh, for my season? Oh, no, I didn't know that.
Did you know it was out?
I knew that I hit on the barrel, but I also knew that it's San Francisco, and you never know if the wind is going to swirl and start blowing straight in. So I figured it would be at least off the wall, and I was pretty happy about that.
It's been kind of a wild season in the sense that you don't really play that much, but... 14 RBIs and 14 hits. He seems like he'd come up with a lot of big hits.
Yeah, it's been a wild season in every sense. The first 2 weeks of the season, I was basically not even on a team.
Right.
And then I finally got settled in here, and playing times was rare, tough to come by. You just have to take whatever opportunities you're given. And I've been fortunate to get some big opportunities, a pinch hit with three guys on base. You can't ask for much more than that.
Sounded like you had a little cheering section there.
Yeah, I grew up like an hour from here, so I had some friends and family. It makes it a little more special.
Sunday, Ben Lively starts for the Phillies against Madison Bumgarner of the Giants.